What I'd like to do this morning is as follows. We begin Chumash Dvarim, Sefer Dvarim, with Parshas Dvarim, of course. And I would like, as sort of an introduction to Chumash Dvarim, to put things into a bit of perspective in light of what we're going to encounter in Chumash Dvarim the next number of months. As we're all familiar, each of the Chumashim that we know by name, Reishis, Shmos, Vayikra, Bamidbar, Dvarim, those are the names that we colloquially refer to the Svarim. Those are not the names of the Chumashim the way Chazal coined them. Bereishis, Chazal tells us, called Sefer HaYashar. Sefer HaYashar means the book of the upright. It's referencing Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Leah, who are Yisharim, people who are upright, people who are straight, people who are forthcoming, people of integrity. And the book of Bereishis, the stories that we read, and the foundation of monotheism by Avram and the continuity of the Shiftei Ka, the tribes, really describes what it means to be a Yashar, what it means to be upright, straight, truthful, honest, and those are the basis and the background and really the pillar of Sefer Bereishis. Sefer Shmos, Shmos is what we call it, but really in Chazal it's referred to as Sefer HaGeula, the Book of Redemption. The reason it's called the Book of Redemption doesn't require much explanation because, of course, Yetzias Mitzrayim is the really the ultimate item that takes place in Sefer Shmos. We start with Yetzias Mitzrayim, Shibud Yetzias Mitzrayim, the subjugation of the Jewish people, the slavery in Yetzias Mitzrayim, finally becoming a free people. Then it comes Matan Torah, Kabbalah Satorah, which is also an element of Geula. Chazal say, Ein ben Chorin ela mi she'osek b'Torah. There's nobody freer except for he or she who engages in Torah studies. There's another element of Geula. And then finally, Sefer Shmos concludes with the Mishkan. And the Mishkan is the way we connect to HaKadosh Baruch in a very real and very intense way. So Sefer Shmos, even though the first, second word in the book is Elish Shmos, it's called Sefer HaGeula because it deals with redemption. So we move from Yashar, straight, upright, honest, integrity, to Sefer HaGeula. We move from a book of individuals, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Leah, the Shvatim, to a nation, to a people, to a unit. So we go from individuality into a community. Sefer Vayikra, as we refer to it, is referred to in Chazal as Toras Kohanim, because Sefer Vayikra deals with the laws, the halachas, the mitzvos for Kohanim, most primarily, most prominent in the entire Sefer, is the laws that are particularly unique to the Kohanim, and therefore it's referenced as Sefer Toras Kohanim. Toras Kohanim has minimal amount of stories, and most of the details, the psukim, the halachas that we read about, deal with the kahuna, and what a Kohen can do, what a Kohen can't do. The karbanos that are supposed to be brought, the karbanos that can't be brought. Of course, the story with the sons of Aaron, Nadav and Avihu, who brought an inappropriate karban, an Eish Zara, is found in Sefer Vayikra. So therefore, Sefer Vayikra really speaks to the kahuna. Sefer Bamidbar, the fourth chumash in the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, is not called Bamidbar in Chazal, but rather it's called Chumash HaPikudim, the Book of Numbers, because we have two senses that are take. First in Parshas Bamidbar, and then in Parshas Pinchas. The first census is in the first year of the Jews' sojourn in the desert. The second census is in the 39th year prior to the Jewish people leaving the desert and entering the land of Israel. So those are the first four Chumashim. Then comes Chumash Devarim, which we began yesterday. And Chumash Devarim in Chazal is referred to as Mishnah Torah. Now, Mishnah Torah typically and most commonly is translated as Lishanos Es HaTorah, to repeat the Torah. Most understand when Chazal reference Chumash Dvarim as Mishnah Torah, it's referring to a repetition of the Torah. Everything that we've gone through, the story, the history of the Jewish people from the moment that they were in the Midbar up until they are to enter the land of Israel, it's repeated in Chumash Dvarim. Now, indeed, that's the way Tosfos and Maseches Gittin on Daf Beis Amud Aleph understands why it's called Mishnah Torah, because it's a repetition of the stories, the history, and not just the stories and the history, but many of the mitzvos that we've already received, that we've already learned, that Moshe Rabbeinu already taught us, are brought in Mishnah Torah again. Thus, the common approach, the most fundamental way to understand the meaning of the word Mishnah Torah, and what Chazal mean when they say Mishnah Torah, is that it's a repetition of the Torah. However, if you saw yesterday in Chumash Dvarim, and as you begin to learn Chumash Dvarim over the next course of several months until we reach Simchas Torah, you will note that that's not really true. And the question that many Achronim, including the Netziv, including the Abarbanel, including even the Ramban, who I'll reference in a moment, say that's not true. If you look in Chumash Devarim, there's no repetition. Let's talk about that. Sefer Breishis, I just described to you, is Sefer Hayasha, the book of the upright. Is there any reference, any discussion of the Avos and Imahos in Chumash Breishis? Do we review the stories, the details, the lives of Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Leah, the Shvatim in Chumash Devarim? The answer is a big, fat no. We don't talk at all about the Avos and Imahos. We may reference Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. We may reference the Imahos, but we don't review the stories of how Avram Avinu found God, how Avram Avinu was 75 when he left the land, when he had his first test. We don't talk about Yitzchak and how he met Rivka. We don't talk about Yaakov and Rachel, Yaakov and Leah, Yaakov and Yosef, Yaakov and Esav. We don't talk about Yosef going down to Mitzrayim. None of those things are referenced. It's true in Parshas Kisavo when we bring the Bikurim, that there we reference how Yaakov Avinu started out in the house of Lavan, but we don't review the story. We don't go through it again. You know, if you're writing a paper, or if you're writing an essay, so the end, the last chapter, or the last paragraph will review the first section, or the first sections of everything you've written. So if Mishnah Torah is a review of the entire Torah, one would imagine you'd go back to the beginning and you'd see how it all began. But that's not the case. If you read Chumash, Parshas, Devarim yesterday, you saw very clearly that Devarim starts with the Miraglim, the story of the spies and how the spies entered the land of Eretz Yisrael, how they came back with a bad report, and ultimately that caused the downfall and the punishment of Klal Yisrael being in the Midbar for 40 years. So we don't go back at all to Sefer Breishis. So it can't be that you could call Chumash Devarim Mishnah Torah because it's reviewing the Torah. Sefer Breishis isn't touched at all. What about Chumash Shmos? Is there any reference to any of the events that take place in Sefer Shmos and Sefer Devarim? The answer is chatzi chatzi, sort of. We know in next week's Parsha, Parsha Zeskanan, we again review the Aseres Adibros. So in that respect, we do see that there's somewhat of a review. But Sefer Shmos is divided into three sections. The first section of Parshos, Shmos, Va'era, Bo, are all about Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's not much of a discussion at all in Chumash Devarim about Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's no discussion of the Makos. There's no discussion of Kriyas Yamsuf. Those are missing from Sefer Devarim. So if again, if it's Mishnah Torah, you're missing a first third of Chumash Shmos. It's true. In Parshas Veschanan, we read again the Aseres Adibros. But what happened to Yetzias Mitzrayim? What happened to the Aseres HaMakos? What happened to Kriyas Yamsuf? Is there any mention of the latter part of Chumash Shmos in Sefer Devarim? The first third of Chumash Shmos deals with Yetzias Mitzrayim. The second third deals with Kabbalah Satorah. So that granted is given in Parshas Veschanan, a review of the Aseres Adibros in Moshe's words. But what about the end of Sefer Shmos? Parshas Truma, Tetzaveh, Kisisa, Vayakel, Pukudis, all about the Mishkan. Do we talk at all about the Mishkan in Chumash Devarim? Again, the answer is two letters, no. There's no discussion at all about the Mishkan in Chumash Devarim. So ask the Achronim again, how could we call and how could we refer to Sefer Devarim as Mishnah Torah, as a review of the Torah, if we're not reviewing two-thirds of what happens in Sefer Shmos? We don't talk at all about the Mishkan. We don't talk at all about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Let's move to Sefer Vayikra. Toras Kohanim. Does Sefer Devarim talk at all about the rules of Kehuna, the Karbanos, what a Kohen can't bring and how he brings, what a Kohen should wear and shouldn't wear? Big Day Kehuna, is that discussed at all? If you look in Sefer Vayikra, that is the lion's share of the discussion. All about Kehuna, all about Kohanim, all about the Karbanos, Parshios, Vayikra and Tzav are completely focusing on the laws of Kehuna, the laws of Karbanos, and that continues in Parsha Shemini, where we talk about what happened to Nadav and Avihu. That's not referred to at all in Chumash Devarim. The laws of Kashrus again are given in Sefer Vayikra, Parsha Shemini. Tazria, Mitzora are all about the Mitzora, Tzaras. Is that referenced at all in Sefer Devarim? Again, the answer is no. And if you continue toward the end of Sefer Vayikra, Tazria, Mitzora, Achremos, Kedoshim, Emor, Bahar, Bechukosai. Again, there are mitzvos in Sefer Devarim that we repeat again. But the lion's share and the crux of Sefer Vayikra is again not mentioned at all in Sefer Devarim. Sefer Bamidbar, the fourth of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, the book, the story, the events that take place in the 40 years of the Midbar. That is indeed referenced in Chumash Devarim. We start Chumash Devarim, as we saw yesterday, with the Miraglim. But the truth is not everything that took place in Chumash Bamidbar is again mentioned in Sefer Dvarim. We don't deal with all the sins. We don't reference Korach. We don't deal with every event that takes place, all of the downfall. There are some hints to the challenges, the anarchy, the rebellion that takes place in Chumash Bamidbar by the Jewish people, but not everything is touched. Well, if anything is mentioned in Chumash Dvarim a second time, it's certainly a Sefer Bamidbar. But again, I hope I've shown you that at least 3 out of the 4 books have very little to do at all with what takes place in Chumash Dvarim. And thus, the question is, how could we refer to Sefer Dvarim as Mishneh Torah, a repetition of the Torah, which is the opinion, again, as I mentioned, of Tosfos and Maseches Gittin, Daf Beis, and also the reason that we call it Mishneh Torah is because it's a repetition of the Torah. Where's the repetition? Bereishis isn't mentioned. Shmos is mentioned minimally. Vayikra isn't mentioned at all. Bamidbar is mentioned in a sporadic way. But how indeed do we reference Chumash Dvarim, Sefer Dvarim, as Mishneh Torah? This question, as I mentioned, has bothered many, many Mefarshei Chumash. A lot of discussion is given to what the crux, the essence of Sefer Dvarim is, and why we refer to it as Chumash, Sefer, Mishneh Torah. Now, one hint to why we do is because if you take a look in a few weeks' parashas in Sefer Dvarim, we reference the story and the halachas of the Melech, the king of Israel. And in the laws of the king of Israel, we know that a king, a Melech Yisrael, has required to write a Mishneh Torah. The Kohen is required to write such a book. In Parsha Shoftim, the Torah tells us that the Kohen needs to write a book, a Chumash. Not only does he have one Sefer Torah, but the Melech has two Sfar, has two Sifrei Torah. One that he carries on him, that's connected to him, literally, it's a small Sefer Torah. The other one that he keeps in his office. So the Melech, the king, has two Sifrei Torah. Mishneh Torah, again, it seems to be a repetition of the Torah. But there, it's a reference to the king, to the Melech Yisrael. It's not referring to all of Jewry. It's not referring to all of Klal Yisrael. He personally has to have a second Sefer Torah. He repeats the Sefer Torah. But again, there's very little indication that Dvarim is a repetition of the Torah. This, therefore, brings us to the Ramban. Nachmanides, in the introduction to Sefer Dvarim, as a classic piece where he explains what Sefer Dvarim is all about and why it's called Mishneh Torah. And the Ramban makes 3 points, and he explains to us that there are 3 reasons and 3 things that take place in this book. The first thing, says the Ramban, that is going to take place from Parshas Dvarim until Parshas Vizos HaBracha is Moshe is giving Musar V'Tochacha. Moshe Rabbeinu is giving rebuke. He's chastising the Jewish people for things that have happened in the Midbar, for the history, while the Jewish people got angry, got upset. But it doesn't stop there, because the Ramban says that we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Rachman and a Salchan. We see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Rachmanis on us. And I'll quote you the language of the Ramban, Lechazek Libam, that even though the Jewish people are punished, even though the Jewish people suffered, even though the Jewish people got angry, Sefer Dvarim is here to inspire and encourage the people, Ki b'midas rachamim yisnaheg imahem le'olam, that God will always act with us with kindness and mercy. Shelo yomer adam l'yuchal l'rashas ha'aretz. Nobody should say that the Jewish people can never conquer, enter, and inherit the land of Israel. Kein adam asher lo yechata. There's no man who doesn't sin. We all sin. We all do wrong, individually and communally. If that's the case, that we will be thrown aside. And God will say, if I'm only judging you based upon right and wrong, good and bad, you're finished. Therefore, Sefer Dvarim teaches us in the name of God. Moshe Rabbeinu tells us that HaKadosh Baruch has immense, intense, incredible mercy. That really God is coming to tell us and tell Moshe Rabbeinu that even though we've made mistakes, even though there's been an Egel Hazav, even though there's the Chetam of the Meraglim, even though there's the Mei Meriva, even though Klal Yisrael fought God, even though they rebelled against Moshe and Aaron, even though they didn't behave the way they were supposed to, recognize that God is always by your side. God wants to protect you, take care of you, wants you to inherit the land. And that, says the Ramban, is one section and one recurring refrain and theme that you will read about in Sefer Dvarim, they already saw yesterday. Not only is it Musar V'Tochacha, not only is it rebuke and chastising the people for what they did wrong, but on top of that, we will see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will care about us, look after us, and will guarantee us that we will enter the land of Israel. So that's one element of Chumash Dvarim that the Ramban explains will take place. But there's a second element as well. And that is, says the Ramban, we're going to learn and repeat many of the mitzvos that God already told Moshe in Sefer Shmos. Vayikra and Bamidbar will be repeated again. And the Ramban explains that there are two reasons why Moshe Rabbeinu has to repeat the mitzvos that we already knew and that we already taught. One, says the Ramban, to remind us, to tell us not to forget the mitzvos. They're important. And number two, says the Ramban, to be mazhir them, to warn us about the importance of those mitzvos and not to take them lightly and not to think that they are easy, but to recognize the intensity and the importance of those mitzvos. Because if we just take the mitzvos, kemitzvos anashim milumada, we just take them for granted, we won't take it seriously, just like any parent or teacher reminds child and student about what their responsibilities and requirements are, either because they may forget or because they may not take it seriously enough. Moshe Rabbeinu dedicates himself in Sefer Dvarim to repeat, review, recount the mitzvos, either because we want to encourage the people, don't forget, or number two, because we want to make sure that the people are going to recognize the importance of those mitzvos. That's the second thing the Ramban says takes place in Sefer Dvarim, and thus, there is an element of Mishnah Torah, there is an element of repetition in this regard. But there's a third thing the Ramban says you're going to be prepared for in Chumash Dvarim, and that is there are actually going to be new mitzvos. There are mitzvos in Chumash Dvarim that we never learned about. We'll talk about those momentarily. Says the Ramban, there are going to be an enormous amount of mitzvos, and the Ramban himself lists those mitzvos. He says, "Oh, Yosef b'sefer hazeh k'tzas mitzvos shlo nizkru klal." We're going to talk about and learn about, and Moshe Rabbeinu teaches us mitzvos that we never learned about at all. Kigon hayibum, the halacha of yibum, motzi shemra, gerushin b'isha, edim zomimim, divorce, false witnesses, speaking inappropriately about somebody else, the laws of yibum which don't apply today, vizulasam. Says the Ramban, even though we were heard these already, Be'oel Moed at Sinai, nonetheless, this is the point where Moshe Rabbeinu teaches them to the Jewish people. So there are three aspects, says the Ramban, to take into account in Sefer Dvarim. Number one is the rebuke, the Musar, the Tochacha, alongside the Rachmanis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sefer Dvarim is the greatest Musar Sefer ever written. It's all about the beauty, connecting to God. Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, Achtos, Romamus Hakel, connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Hashem's words through Moshe's lips, speaking about what the Jew is supposed to do and how we're supposed to live. The second element of Sefer Dvarim is a repetition of multiple mitzvos to encourage, remind, and really concretize again. And the third element of Chumash Dvarim is to, again, teach us new mitzvos, mitzvos that we never heard about before. So the Ramban recognizes that indeed, while at the one hand there is an element of repetition, it's true that we are repeating mitzvos that we heard or that we knew about again, there are two new things that are taking place in Chumash Dvarim in the respect that there will be many new mitzvos, and on top of that as well, there are also going to be words of comfort, words of love, and words of inspiration that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will share with the Jewish people. So these are the approaches thus far. Tosfos Mishneh Torah understands it to be an absolute repetition. As I mentioned, the Abarbanel, the Netziv, the Ramban himself questions that it's not simply repetition. And therefore, we see, according to the Ramban, it's true Mishnah Torah doesn't just mean a simple repetition of the Torah, because there's more than meets the eye. There are many new mitzvos that we're going to learn about as well. But the truth is, it's not just Tosfos and the Ramban who are trying to understand what Chumash Dvarim is all about. What's the essence? What's the crux? What's the lion's share? What's the message? What's the overwhelming theme of Sefer Dvarim? But the Gemara Maseches Megillah and Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis teaches us something very critical about Chumash Dvarim, which I like to note now. The Gemara says in Chumash Dvarim that Maseches Megillah, I apologize, and Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, that in Sefer Dvarim we read the Tochacha, we read the rebuke, we read about the admonishments, the klalos and the brachos, the blessings and the curses of Klal Yisrael receive on Parshas Kisavim. Now, if you recall, this is not the first time that there are blessings and curses, brachos and klalos. But if you remember the end of Sefer Vayikra in Parshas Bichukos, say again, the Jewish people on Har Gerizim and Har Eval also receive blessings and cursings, brachos and klalos. So the Gemara already seems to be bothered. Why? Again, this is Mishneh Torah. This is a review. So we see that there is an element of repetition taking place in this regard. The blessings and the curses, the brachos and klalos that take place on Har Gerizim and Har Eval at the end of Sefer Vayikra, Chumash Vayikra, and Parshas Bichukosai are again taking place here in Parshas Kisavo a second time. And the Gemara notes that it's not a simple repetition, but there's something else taking place. And the Gemara has a halacha that is paskin in Shulchan Aruch. We don't do this today, and I'll explain to you why momentarily. The Gemara says that when you read the klalos, you may recall when you're in shul, that we review very quickly the klalos. It's one aliyah, it's read very softly, quietly, and we speed right through it. We read it very, very quickly. So the Gemara says that that rule is only true regarding the klalos, the curses in Sefer Vayikra, but not the klalos that we read in Parshas Kisavo. And the Gemara explains why. The klalos that we receive, the curses that we receive in Sefer Vayikra, those come from God himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to the Jewish people himself in God's own words. And therefore, they're very serious, very real, very intense, and therefore, we want to get through them very quickly. As opposed to the klalos and Sefer Dvarim, those are said in the words of Moshe Rabbeinu. Those Moshe Rabbeinu said himself, and since those are said by Moshe Rabbeinu himself, we're not as concerned. And more than that, since Moshe said them by himself, it doesn't get us as nervous because it's coming through Moshe Rabbeinu as the proxy, as the shliach of God, and therefore we're not as concerned. Now, the halacha is, and practically speaking, both in Chumash Dvarim, as well as in Chumash Vayikra, in Parshas Bichukosai, as well as in Parshas Kisavo, we read through both of them quickly. But according to the letter of the law, that's what can happen. However, what emerges from this Gemara is something very critical. Halalu b'lashon rabim amuros u'moshe mipiagvura amram. That's the language of the Gemara Maseches Megillah, that Moshe repeated these words in his own language, speaking to all the Jewish people. As opposed to in Sefer Vayikra, halalu b'lashon yachid amuros u'moshe mipiatzmo amram. Since these words were Moshe's words, we're not as concerned. What emerges from here is something very important. When you're learning and reading Sefer Dvarim, you will see very clearly that Moshe is talking. As opposed to the first four Chumashim, Reishis, Shmos, Vayikra, Bamidbar, the words that are used is Vayedaber Hashem El Moshe Lemor. God spoke to Moshe and said, you will not find that at all in Chumash Dvarim. You're never going to see, says the Ramban, and explain to Rishonim, you'll never see the pasuk, which is the most commonly read pasuk throughout the Chumash. Vaidaber Hashem and Moshe Lemar. God spoke to Moshe saying, you're not going to find that in Chumash Devarim and Sefer Devarim because God isn't speaking. And I'm going to explain what that means in a moment. It's Moshe Rabbeinu talking. And thus, it's always Moshe speaking in the first person, as opposed to in the first four Chumashim, Moshe speaking in the third person. So here you have a very, very important distinction between Sefer Devarim and the four other Chumashim of Bereishis, Shmos, Vayikra, and Bamidbar. Allow me to explain this Gemara based upon the Vilna Gaon. The Gra is quoted by one of his students, the very well-known Sefer, Ohel Yaakov of the Dubna Magid, the very famous Magid of Dubna, who was well-known for his parables to explain many difficulties throughout Chumash. He has a Sefer called Mishlei Yaakov. He has a Sefer called Ohel Yaakov. And this citation from his Rebbe, the Vilna Gaon, comes in this week's Parsha, in the Sefer Ohel Yaakov, Parsha Zu. And the Ohel Yaakov asked his Rebbe, he says, Sha'alti es pi morid Rabbi, the Ohel Yaakov, the Dubna Magid said, I asked my Rebbe, who is that, the Gra? Ma ha-hevdel bein ha-Torah kedosha bein Mishneh Torah. What's the difference between the first four Chumashim? Chumashim, Reisha, Shmos, Vayikra, Bamidbar, and Parshas Sefer Dvar. And listen to the words of the Vilna Gaon, because this is going to be a light into how to understand Chumash Dvar. Said the Gra, Ki ha'arba svarim harishom, the first four books, meaning Bereishis, Shmos, Vayikra, Bamidbar, ha'yinishmane pi'akadosh baruch hu bi'atzmo derech grono shel Moshe. The first four chumashim we heard from God from the mouth and the throat of Moshe. But the Jewish people heard the first four chumashim directly from God. It's just it came through the mouth, through the lips, through the throat of Moshe Rabbeinu. Lo kein sefer dvarim, not the same is true regarding sefer dvarim. How Yisrael shomim es divrei ha-sefer ezer kasher shamu divrei ha-nevim asher achar Moshe. They heard sefer dvarim the way they heard from Yishayahu, Yirmiyahu, and Yechezkel. That's how they heard Chumash Dvarim. They didn't hear it via the mouth of Moshe. That means that's the word of God that's emanating from the throat of Moshe. But they heard it the same way they heard the prophets, the Nevi'im Rishonim and the Nevi'im Achronim. What does that mean? Sha'akadosh Baruch Hu Amar LaNavi Hayom, that God spoke to the prophet today. Ulamachar Halach HaNavi Vishmiah HaChazon El Yisrael. And the next day the prophet will go speak to the Jewish people. Therefore, says the Gra Nimta, Shebeisa Sherdiber Hanavi al Ha'am for Hayanet Achmi Menu Adiber Eloki. By the time that the prophet, the Navi, spoke to the Jewish people, it was already divorced from God. It was now the prophet who heard the word of God yesterday speaking to the Jewish people, but it's not God, Kaviyahu, speaking directly. Kain Haya Sefer Dvarim. That's the book of Dvarim that we're beginning now for the next months. Nishmal Yisrael bi Moshe Rabbeinu al-Lashon bi Atzmo. They heard the words of Moshe himself, the prophet, divorced from God, separate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning that there's an absolute this difference, a divorce, a divide between HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe, and Klal Yisrael in Sefer Dvarim. As opposed to Bereishis Shmos Vayikra Bamidbar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was speaking to the Jewish people. It's just that Moshe is the mouth of God. However, in Chumash Dvarim, Sefer Dvarim is like Nevi'im Rishonim. It's like Yeshua Shoftim. It's like Shmuel. It's like Malachim. It's like Yishayar Yimiyah Yecheskel. It's like the Treyasar. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to the Navi, stop, and then the Navi speaks to Klal Yisrael. That's the way we understand the other Chumashim. That's the way we are able to understand Sefer Dvarim specifically. So there says the Vilna Gaon, a very basic distinction between Chumash Dvarim, Sefer Dvarim, and the other four Svarim. It's almost the beginning of the era of the prophets. It's the beginning of the Nevi'im. Not only, by the way, is this the approach of the Vilna Gaon, it's also the approach of Maram Liprag. It's also the approach of Rechaim HaKadosh and the Shem Yishmuel, and I want to share with you what they say. If you take a look at the opening pasuk in all of Sefer Dvarim, the Rechaim HaKadosh, Reb Chaim ben Attar, makes this very same point. If you read the first pasuk, it says, Eile HaDvarim, Asher Diber Moshe El Kol Yisrael Be'Eber HaYarden. These are the words that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to all the Jewish people, Be'Eber HaYarden, on the east bank of the Jordan River, before they entered the land of Israel. The Rechaim HaKadosh says that the word Eile is very significant, because Chazal say Eile Mosif Al HaRishonim. Ve'ele Mosif al Rishon. I'm sorry. Ele is something new. Ele is a new beginning. Ve'ele, if you have the Vav Hachibur, it adds on to what was said before. So says the Or HaChaim Kadosh, Ele Hadvarim Asher Diber Moshe Kol Yisrael. It's only these words that Moshe spoke to all of the Jewish people. Meaning, Sefer Devarim is Moshe's own words to the Jewish people. It's Moshe speaking himself to Klal Yisrael. Eile HaDvarim, these words, meaning Dvarim, the Eschanan, Ekev, Rei, Shoftim, Kiseitzi, Kisav, and Itzam, Vayela, Chazinu, Vesos, Bracha, Chumash Dvarim, the Parshios, in Sefer Dvarim, Eile HaDvarim, these words, starting now, Asher Diber Moshe Kol Yisrael. These are the words that Moshe speaks himself to the Jewish people. Meaning, up until now, Bereishis, Shmos, Vayikra, Bamidbar, weren't the words of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking in these four Chumashim. But now in Sefer Devarim, it's Moshe Rabbeinu. So Eile is a new beginning. Ve'eile is a continuation. So therefore, it says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, that's why the Chumash Devarim starts with the word Eile. And only these words, beginning now, are the words of Moshe Rabbeinu, because up until now, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Sefer and the Pshat The hint, the remez, the Orachaim HaKadosh, is almost identical to the approach of the Vilna Gaon, that we see Chumash Dvarim, Sefer Dvarim, Mishnah Torah is unique in the respect that there are only the words of Moshe Rabbeinu from God, of course, but it's Moshe Rabbeinu speaking as opposed to God speaking. I want to share with you the comment of the Maharal. The Maharal Miprag in his Sefer Tiferes Yisrael, Perek Mem Gimel, chapter 43, says something very similar, describing and explaining the Gemara that I just quoted to you. He says, "Av Shemosha haya medaber oso." Even though Moshe spoke the words in Chumash Dvarim, "Mikol makom haya kilo Hashem Mizbarach medaber kol haTorah." When it comes to the entire Torah, even though Moshe is talking, it's as if God is speaking. This is what God commanded. This is what God decreed. God gave the words of Moshe into his lips, into his mouth. It says in Sefer Shmos, Perek Yutes, Pasuk Yutes, Moshe spoke, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking via the mouth, the lips of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's how all of Moshe's speeches and words went. Aval Mishnah Torah, when it comes to this book, Chumash Devarim, Haya Medaber Moshe Me'atzmo, Moshe speaking himself. K'mo HaShaliach SheMedaber Kasher Tzivo LaMeshalech, like a messenger who speaks in the name of the individual who sent him. That says the Maharal is Chumash Devarim. Moshe is the messenger of God. So while the Gra understands that Sefer Devarim, Moshe is speaking from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so does the Maharal understand very similarly that Moshe is like the Shliach. Moshe is like the messenger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, we see the Maharal, the Vilna Gaon, and the Orachaim HaKadosh all explain Mishnah Torah as a divide, a separation, something entirely new, a new beginning. Because no longer is HaKadosh Baruch speaking through the throat, the mouth of Moshe, but Moshe now becomes the Shaliach. Moshe becomes the messenger. Moshe becomes like any other prophet, Yishayahu, Yirmiyahu, Yechezkel, Treyasar as well. Allow me to share with you one other fascinating insight which is quite similar, and that is the Shem Yishmuel, the famous Sagachava Rebbe, who quotes his father, the Avnei Nezer, the first Sagat Shavu Rebbe, who explains as follows, a very pithy statement that I tried to explain. He says, "Shebimishnah Torah, basher Moshe mipi atzmo amra," in Mishnah Torah, in this book, Sefer Dvarim that we are learning now, "Nirishihi emtsoi ben Torah shebichsam le Torah shebealpeh." Dvarim is sort of the intermediary. It's the exchange. It's the transition from Torah Shebichsav, the written Torah, to Torah Shebaalpeh. There's something incredibly important happening in this book. And that is that Moshe almost becomes like Chazal. Moshe becomes an explainer of the Torah. And that's exactly what Torah Shebaalpeh is. Chumash, the Dalet Chumashim, the four Sifrei Torah, it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu speaking himself. It's Torah Shebichsav, it's Moshe Rabbeinu speaking in the name of God. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu speaking. Dvarim begins a segue, a transition from Torah Shebichsav to Torah Shebaalpeh. Where Salvechik has a similar comment. He says, here Moshe becomes Rabbeinu. Here Moshe becomes the teacher of Klal Yisrael. Up until now, Moshe is the leader. Moshe is the one who takes Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, cross the Yam Suf, brings them to the foot, to the entrance of Eretz Yisrael. But Chumash Dvarim, Moshe becomes a teacher. Moshe becomes an explainer. Moshe becomes the conduit and the mouthpiece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, explaining what it is that Hashem meant. And you could see that most prominently in next week's Parsha, Parsha Sashanan, we'll learn together. That in Chumash Shmos, in Sefer and Parshas Vayisro, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the Aseres HaDibros. The Ten Commandments are from the mouth, the words of God. In Sefer Dvarim, next week's Parsha, Parshas Veskanan, Moshe begins to explain, to elucidate, to explain what exactly the Aseres HaDibros mean, and thus you have extra words. Moshe becomes Rabbeinu, Moshe is the teacher, and in the words of the Shem Yishmuel, Moshe now becomes a Rebbe, and Moshe becomes a individual who is the beginning of Torah Sheba'al Peh, the oral law, the oral tradition, although we classically understand it to be beginning with Mishnayos, with the Tanaim, with the Amoraim and Shas and Chazal, here says the Shem Yishmor, what really happens, what really begins is that this is the segue, this is the beginning, and this is the transition from Torah Shebichsav to Torah Sheba'al Peh. Interestingly enough, I found that it's not just the Shem Yishmuel who explains Mishnah Torah like this, but it's also the Netziv. I believe I mentioned before the Netziv, Rav Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, in each of his Chumashim, which we know are called the Emek Dover. Netziv was the Rosh Yeshiva of the Velazhny Yeshiva, and the Netziv, an introduction to each of his five, each of the five Chumashim has a Hakdama, Psicha, which are unbelievable, which are worthy of reading, studying, and explaining. We should really read them word by word, but the Netzivan is an introduction to Sefer Dvarim, also quotes that we all know, as we've explained thus far, that Sefer Dvarim is referred to as Mishneh Torah, and he questions the opinion of Tosfos, as we noted at the beginning of this year. How could it be a repetition of the Torah if there's so much new that is taking place in this Chumash? And not only is there so much new, there's a very little repetition that actually takes place in Chumash Dvarim. There is some repetition, but how could you refer to it as Mishneh Torah? That's the Ramban's problem. The Ramban quotes the Targum Unkelus, on the pasuk that I referred to in Parsha Shoftim, when the Melech, the king, writes Mishneh Torah, when he writes the Chumash, the Sefer Torah, second time, and the Targum Unkelus refers to it as Paschegen Oraisa. Pas Shegin Oraisa is the definition of Mishneh Torah, which means, and I quote the language in the Netziv, Mishum Deklal Zeh HaSefer, says in the Netziv, the point of Sefer Dvarim, V'ikaro Bo LaHazir Al Amel HaTorah, the purpose of Chumash Dvarim is coming to teach us about delving in Torah. Lefarish Dikduke HaMikra V'Zehu Talmud. What Chumash Dvarim, Sefer Dvarim is about, is about Talmud. It's about Torah Sheba'al Peh. It's about explaining, elucidating everything that took place in Parshios, in Sefer, in Bereishis, Shmos, Vayikra, and Bamidbar. It's Talmud. It's an explanation. It's an elucidation. It's an overview and long explanation of everything that has taken place thus far. Since the purpose of Chumash Dvarim is coming to explain, delving into Torah, understanding Torah, lefarish diktuke hamikra, to explain verses very carefully, and all of the musr netochacha, all of the rebuke that takes place in Chumash Dvarim is for this purpose, shiakablu al atzmam ol hatalmud, that the Jewish people will accept upon themselves the yoke of Torah, the yoke of Talmud, of Shas. Based upon many things that are going to take place in the Sefer, Mishnah Torah, says the Netziv, it's referred to as Mishnah Torah, Lashon Shinun Tel Torah. Mishnah comes from Vishinantam, to teach, to review, to rehash, to elucidate, to explain. So the Netziv argues on Tosfos and Mezechas Gittin. He says that Mishnah Torah is not a review. It's not a repeat. It's not a second showing of the story. And it's not a general overview of the four Chumashim. But it's Shinun, it's Shinantem, it's Mishnah to delve, to get to the depth, to plummet the depths of Chumash Dvarim, of Sefer Dvarim, is here only to teach us and to tell us and to describe to us our responsibility, our role, our job, which is to review the Torah, to understand the Torah, and to make sure that we really get to the guts, to the bottom, and to explain very carefully what Chumash Dvarim is all about. So while we saw that the Gra, the Maharal, or Chaim HaKadosh explained that Mishnah Torah is unique in the respect that it's an absolute review. We're going to repeat and to go through the Svarim again. That's the position of the Tosfos and Maseches Gittin. However, according to the Netziv, Mishnah is not a repetition. It's a very deep understanding. It's a careful analysis. It's going through things again. It's explaining them deeper. It's explaining the Mishnah, the Lashon Veshinanta. Let me share with you a final approach as to how to understand Mishnah Torah and what Mishnah Torah is all about. And that is the opinion of Rav Hirsch. Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch, in his introduction to Sefer Dvarim, has a very different explanation of what Chumash Dvarim is all about. And I'd like to share this position with you and his approach, and with this we'll conclude. Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch says as follows, and he asks the following question. Says Rav Hirsch, if you look in Chumash Dvarim, just like the Netziv is bothered, he says it's not a review, it's not a repetition, and Rav Hirsch counts the mitzvos in Sefer Dvarim, and he says there are roughly 100 mitzvos that are given in Chumash Dvarim, roughly 100. He says 70 of those mitzvos we already learned. Only 30 of the mitzvos are new mitzvos. So says Rav Hirsch, if you're looking carefully at Chumash Dvarim, it's not a repetition, it's all new. Now, Rav Hirsch says something that the Ramban already says also. The Ramban says that we will learn many new mitzvahs. Remember, the Ramban says the mitzvah of Yibum, the mitzvah of Edim Zomimim, the mitzvah of Gittin, Gerishin, those are all new mitzvahs. But the Rav Hirsch goes a step further and he counts the mitzvahs in Chumash Dvarim and he notes that of the 100 mitzvahs, there are 70 new mitzvahs that we never learned about. And only 30 of those have been recited already. Says Rav Hirsch, how do we understand Mishneh Torah? What's the purpose of Chumash Dvarim? And more than that, says Rav Hirsch, why dafka do we have 70 mitzvahs that are new here? Why didn't we teach those in Shmos, Vayikra, and Bamidbar? And again asks Rav Hirsch, of the mitzvahs that are repeated, why do we specifically repeat these 30? There must be something unique about the 30 new mitzvahs that are given in Chumash Dvarim, and there must be something very unique about the 70 mitzvahs that are repeated in Chumash Dvarim. And the Rav Hirsch raises the following novel suggestion. Rav Hirsch suggests that Chumash Dvarim, the mitzvos, and the Mishneh Torah is preparing Klal Yisrael to enter Eretz Yisrael. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was doing. Moshe Rabbeinu was unable to enter the land of Israel. Moshe Rabbeinu is punished because of the chet of Meimariva. Moshe Rabbeinu needs to tell Klal Yisrael everything they have to know prior to entering Eretz Yisrael. Up until this point, they lived in the Midbar, and they had the mitzvos that they needed for the Midbar. But now, says Moshe Rabbeinu, I have to teach Klal Yisrael everything I can because I'm not going to be with them in the land of Eretz Yisrael. Thus, Moshe Rabbeinu says, I have to give them everything that I can. It's Moshe's last will and testament. Sefer Dvarim is the final months and weeks and days of the life of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe's tunnel vision is focused on Klal Yisrael be'Eretz Yisrael. Because up until this point, the Jewish people were nomads. They were living together, collectively surrounded around the Mishkan, and the mitzvos and the halachos that they practiced, the karbanos that they offered were specific to the Mishkan, specific to the Midbar. But now when we're entering the land of Eretz Yisrael, we need to know something new. And what Moshe Rabbeinu does is review the 30 mitzvos that are important for Eretz Yisrael and teaches them 70 new mitzvos which are specific to Eretz Yisrael. And if you take a look at Rav Hirsch's commentary, he goes through mitzvah by mitzvah throughout the introduction to Sefer Dvarim and throughout Chumash Dvarim, explaining carefully the uniqueness of each mitzvah, new mitzvah given in Chumash Dvarim, and the mitzvos that are repeated in Chumash Dvarim that we heard already because they're unique to Eretz Yisrael. To give you an example, Rav Hirsch says, if you look in Parshas Re'eh, Parshas Re'eh is the parsha where we talk about the Gimel Regalim, the three festival holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. Now, this is not the first time we learn about the holidays. We learn about the holidays in Sefer Bamidbar and Parshas Pinchas. We learn about the holidays in Sefer Vayikra and Parshas Emor. Asks Rav Hirsch, if Sefer Dvarim is supposed to be a review of Chamisha Chumshei Torah, then you know what you should find in Sefer Dvarim in Parshas Re, where we talk about the holidays? You should talk about Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Shmini Atzeres, and Shabbos, like we do in Parshas Emor, as well as in Parshas Pinchas. But take a look and open up your Chumash and look in Parshas Re. We'll read it in just a few weeks. Do you know what you find in Parshas Re? Only three holidays. Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. What happened to Rosh Hashanah? What happened to Yom Kippur? What happened to Shemini Atzeres? What happened to Shabbos? Says Rav Hirsch, and listen carefully, says something so powerful. Shabbos, Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, and Shemini Atzeres are holidays between man and God. They're mitzvos bein adam lemakom. Shabbos is about my connection to God.
Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur is tshuva, restoring, repairing, reigniting, rejuvenating my relationship with Hashem. That's what Shemini Atzeres is also. God gives us one more day to hang out, to spend time, because we've spent Elul and Tishrei with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Ikvuimi Yom Echad, stay with me one more day. I want that relationship to be developed. That's not the point of Chumash Devarim. Sefer Devarim is about we're entering the land of Eretz Yisrael. Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot are the Gimel, Regalim, the three festival holidays when we go up and we all go to Yerushalayim, because now Klal Yisrael are going to be dispersed throughout the land of Israel, from north to south, from east to west. And we need to learn the halachas of Aliyah L'Regel. That's what's unique. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Shemini Atzeres, and Shabbos are true wherever a Jew may be. We keep Shabbos wherever we are. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, you don't even have to be in shul, and the same thing is true about Shabbos, and the same thing is true about Shemini Atzeres. They're internal holidays. They're holidays that speak to the relationship between man and God. Pesach is together. It's family, it's the Seder, it's going to Eretz Yisrael. Sukkot is outside together in the Sukkah. And Shavuos is Kabbalah Sator, where all Klal Yisrael come together. It's Aliyah L'Regel. Therefore, says Rav Hirsch, the reason that in Parshas Re'eh, in Chumash Devarim, we don't discuss again the story, the halachas of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Shemini Atzeres, and Shabbos, because those are mitzvahs that could be in the Midbar. Those are mitzvahs that could be anywhere. What we have to do now in Chumash Devarim and Sefer Devarim is to focus and to stress the mitzvahs that are unique and special to Eretz Yisrael. That's why Parshas Re'eh only has the three festival holidays, the holidays of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. And Rav Hirsch goes on throughout all of the Chumashim, throughout all of Sefer Dvarim, describing, elucidating, and explaining the uniqueness of each and every single mitzvah that we find in Chumash Devarim, because the focus of Chumash Devarim needs to be Klal Yisrael Be'eretz Yisrael. And that's why you take a look, a lot of Chumash Devarim, says Rav Hirsch, is about Avodah Zarah, and how to make sure that there won't be Avodah Zarah in the land of Eretz Yisrael, because we're entering Eretz Yisrael. And when we enter Eretz Yisrael, we have to be cautious and careful to make sure that there's no Avodah Zarah whatsoever. And therefore, many halachas that are repeated, that are discussed, that are described, deal at length with Avodah Zarah, even though we've learned about Avodah Zarah already. However, we need to repeat the halachas of Avodah Zarah. We appreciate that we're entering the land of Eretz Yisrael. Thus, Rav Hirsch explains to describe to us what we're doing, where we're going, where we're headed. Rav Hirsch concludes and says that in the Mishkan and in the Midbar, we were surrounded by the Mishkan. The Mishkan was in the epicenter, and Klal Yisrael surrounded the Mishkan. So therefore, we understood the things that we had to do based upon where we were living, where we were planted, and where we were. But in Eretz Yisrael, we'll become dispersed. We're going to be everywhere. We're not going to be surrounding the Mishkan. There'll be Klal Yisrael in north and south, Darom and Tzafon, Mizrach and Mairav. And therefore, a lot of Sefer Devarim deals with the halachas of Dayanim and Bezdin, and explaining communal structure, civic responsibility, and the halachos and mitzvos that are going to be elucidated in Sefer Devarim deal and describe and discuss that. Thus, according to Rav Hirsch, Mishneh Torah is not a simple repetition. It's repeating and stressing only the mitzvos that we learned up until this point that are critical for our entrance to the land of Eretz Yisrael. And the same is true with the new mitzvos that we are going to be taught and learning about in Sefer Devarim, are coming to teach all about entering the land of Eretz Yisrael. So to review, I've shared with you five basic approaches in terms of how to understand Mishneh Torah. The first was the opinion of Tosfos Maseches Gittin, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, that Mishneh Torah, like we always understood it, is a review, is an absolute conclusion to everything that we learned about so far. Mishneh Torah is a review of Bereishis Shmos Vayikra Bamidbar. We explained the challenges of that position, how it's very difficult to understand that, because we don't just see a simple review in Sefer Devarim. More than that, like Rav Hirsch points out, we see many new things, like the Ramban says, many new mitzvahs, 70 new mitzvahs that we never learned about in Bereishis Shmos Vayikra Bamidbar. Therefore, the Ramban said that there are three things happening in Chumash Devarim. There's a review of mitzvos that we already learned, there are new mitzvos that we are going to be taught, and there's musar, tochacha, and sharing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rachmanas and slicha for Klal Yisrael. We then explained the position of the Gra, the Maral, Marachayim HaKadosh, about the distinction between the four chumashim and the fifth chumash of Dvarim. The first four chumashim are Kadosh Baruch Hu speaking bechvod uva'atzmo through Grono Shel Moshe Rabbeinu, and Sefer Dvarim is a distinct in the respect that it's not a Kadosh Baruch Hu talking Kavayacho himself to Klal Yisrael, but Moshe now becomes a shliach, and that's based upon the Gemara Maseches Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph in the Beis, where Moshe mipi atzmo amra. Moshe is speaking himself. Moshe is explaining what a Kadosh Baruch Hu meant, and we'll talk a lot more about that next week in Parshas Veschan, where we talk about the Aseres Hadibros. The Netziv is the fourth pshat in Mishneh Torah. The Netziv says that Mishneh Torah comes from shinun, shinantem, a review, and delving, and depth, and amelos, that's the Netziv's explanation, because it's coming to talk about plummeting the depths, explaining, elucidating deeply, and with great insight into what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, and what the mitzvos are here for. And finally, the last pshat was the pshat of Reb Shimshon Frohl Hirsch, who explains to us that Mishneh Torah is coming to prepare Klal Yisrael to enter Eretz Yisrael. The mitzvos that are repeated are specifically the 30 mitzvos that are coming to heighten our experience and appreciate and understand and make sure to follow the halachas in the mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. And that is what Rav Hirsch shares with us in his understanding of what Chumash Dvarim is. We have five basic explanations: Tosfos, the Ramban, the Gron, the Maral, the Netziv, and Rav Shimshon Frohl Hirsch. Anybody has time, I would highly, highly recommend, if you're able to take a look, to read the Ramban inside, to take a look at the Netziv inside, and to take a look at Rav Hirsch inside. Each of them can be found in the introduction to Chumash Devarim. I believe if you're unable, there are English translations of the Ramban and Rav Hirsch, and the Netziv as well. Very, very powerful in terms of appreciating, understanding what is actually going to be happening in Sefer Devarim. Because often when we start Sefer Devarim, it seems to be like a cobweb and very disparate in terms of what actually is happening. Of course, globally, and in the big picture, we understand that it's Moshe's last will and testament, and that's really what's happening. But with these introductions of the Ramban, the Netziv, Rav Hirsch, you have a very different appreciation for how Chumash Dvarim is, what's happening, how Sefer Dvarim is concluding, how Chamisha Chumshei Torah ending. As the Shem Yishmuel pointed out, it's sort of the segue and the transition between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebe'al Peh. I saw there was a question. I think
Rabbi, it's Barbie Siegel. Thank you so much for that. Hi. I was wondering, though, what role do you think plays in the fact that the people to whom Moshe is speaking, in fact, were not alive, mostly were not alive at the time of Matan Torah. They were not alive during most of the 40 years, you know, after the spies. So would they not have been, it's a different audience. So I'm just wondering what role that plays.
It's a very significant role. If you look in Rav Hirsch makes this point also, that it's a new crop, right? We know all of the Dor HaMidbar died out. Anybody for 20 years and older died out, and they weren't able to enter the land of Eretz. It's also Moshe speaking to a new group, and a new group of students, really, people who weren't part of the challenges that occurred in the Midbar. And therefore, Rav Hirsch makes the very important point that the things that he's reviewing are things that almost maybe those people didn't hear. And the things that are now being taught for the first time are things that this group need to hear. So the focus, according to Rav Hirsch, of Sefer Dvarim, is Dafka for this group that you're referring to. It's the group that wasn't part of the Egel. It's the group that wasn't part of Mei Meriva. It's the group that wasn't part of the Egel Hazav. It's the group that wasn't part of the Chet HaMeraglim. They all have to understand that their Yiddishkeit and their relationship to God is going to be based upon the land of Israel. And everything that's happened thus far has all been a world of halachas of the Midbar. The Mun, the Slav, the Be'er, the Mishkan, that's all the world of the Midbar. Now when we're entering the land of Eretz Yisrael, we're going to have to sow the land, we're going to have to plant, we're going to have to be builders, we're going to have to be people who are going to secure land. We're not going to be able to have the privileges and the presence of a Kadosh Baruch the way we've had it till now. And therefore, Chumash Dvarim is coming to stress these items. If you take a look, you'll see in Rav Hirsch's introduction to Dvarim makes this point, and he elaborates upon it very, very powerfully. Yes.
Thank you.
Sure.
It's just so depressing that once they get into the land of Israel and we start learning Navi, everything seems to fall apart.
Look, that's Jewish history, as we know, and that's part of the ups
much
and downs. Yeah, but what we have to do, and you know, I often look at myself and I say, I do that too, right? You know, we read about other people make those mistakes. We also make the same mistakes. And that's part of, you know, being mortals and being human beings, is that we have to try to learn from our mistakes. That's really the gift of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, of Elul and Tishrei, is that we're given a second chance. And that's really the point that the Ramban makes, is that Sefer Dvarim is teaching the Jewish people that you have a second chance. If I was such a God based upon judgment and just being by the books, the Jewish people would be finished, right? There would be a new religion. We would have said stop right here, like Moshe Rabbeinu did. Moshe Rabbeinu says, you know, God, let's start a new religion. Enough of these people already. But the answer is Sefer Dvarim tells us that no, we can do it. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants our worship. And even though we fall and we make mistakes and we do things inappropriately, we still have the ability to do better, to climb, and to correct our ways. And that's one of the beautiful things of Sefer Dvarim, is it's able to teach us that prominent lesson, as the Ramban says.